Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's embedded in Yahweh's system. You're already blessed. See, he's the God that speaks the end from the beginning. He has already blessed us what? Blessed us with all. Somebody say all.
All.
That means every. All spiritual blessings. All spiritual blessings. Somebody say all.
All.
All spiritual blessings. It didn't limit it to a certain number of blessings. Who has blessed us with all. See, what that does, it puts the onus on you. What is all to you? To somebody, all may be just a little bit. To someone else, it may be a great deal more. But what is your all? Because God has blessed you with all. Somebody say all. Say it again, all. Get used to saying that word, all. All spiritual blessings. Now, let me say this, that's on the quantum level. Now, what you believe, what you say, what you think, and what you believe, you collapse it on the quantum level. Now, what else is on the quantum level is lack, insufficiency, broke. Tell somebody, broke's on the quantum level. Need, want, lack, all that's on the quantum level. But it's whatever you collapse. Whatever, you understand me? Whatever you collapse, whatever you speak, whatever you decree, whatever you believe, whatever you receive in your spirit, man, it'll clothe itself. And eventually it will manifest. Tell somebody, be keen at what you see. See, because some people are being blessed and you don't even realize. Stuff you prayed for is starting to happen. It's starting to manifest. But you're not keen enough to it. You're distracted by the world. No, see what God is doing. So you can put a praise on it. See, God won't show you the whole picture. He'll give you a glimpse of something. But he'll be working it out. He'll show you the glimpse. Praise him for the glimpse. Elijah prayed. He said, go and go seven times. Tell me what you see. While he prayed, and a servant came back on the seventh time, he said, I see a cloud the size of a man's fist. That's all I see. Elijah said, tell Ahab, get in his chariot and get going to Jezreel, for I hear something. All you see is a little dot, but I hear something in my spirit. See, it starts in the spirit. There's an eruption in the spirit. You better take note of that when your spirit starts, irregardless of what you see out there. Start proclaiming it then. Start decreeing it then. Start boasting about it then. Get bold with it then. Don't wait till it manifests. Speak it out. Tell them to get to Jezreel, because I hear a sound of the abundance of rain. It's about to rain. He heard it first. Told his servant, go. And the rain caught him. Tell somebody, you will hear it. You'll hear it before you see it. There will be no great accomplishments in the earth at all without faith. Everything was wrought by faith. God has built that into this reality. Mark 11, 22 and 24, we looked at that. Pull it up for me. And Jesus answering said to them, have faith in God. Or have God's faith, right? Next verse. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says. It's personal, that he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. Expectation. We talked about expectation. Expectation is so important. Expectation is what changes your spiritual posture. I'm not talking about wishful thinking. Some folk wishing for stuff. No. You got to expect it. You expecting that check in the mail? Check the mailbox. Go out there looking. Well, it ain't here today. Might be here. It'll be here tomorrow. It's coming. Expectation, it changes your posture. Amen. Wishful thinking is you just a hoping and a praying. It's like when they were praying for Peter. And God answered the prayer of Rhoda. Because the rest of them didn't believe. Peter knocking at the door. Rhoda said, it's Peter. No, you see in a spirit. It can't be Peter. Because we praying for Peter. Rhoda said, it's Peter. So expectation can either be a blessing or it can be a curse. Either way, listen, we're going to build on this thing because this is so important. Either way, it's the most powerful unseen force in your life. What are you expecting? You can have faith, but if you just have faith in general, not expecting, you understand what I mean? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance of things hoped for. That has expectation involved. It's what you're hoping for, what you're trusting God for. Amen. We're talking about the law of abundance. It's embedded in God's government over your life. And when you appropriate these things, when you live by these things, it will work every time. Somebody say every time. All the time. Now, let me touch this too, visualization. Tell somebody, you got to see something. Stop seeing yourself a failure. You know, you sometimes hear people talk about the blessing, but then right in the same sentence, they talk about the curse. God, I would love to have that, but you know the economy. You know, they're laying off. You know, gas prices. You know, food prices. You shooting yourself in the foot. You canceling out your expectation. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Let your yea be yea. Let your nay be nay. Don't add nothing to it. No, I believe. I don't know how he's going to work it out. But I believe. He said it. I believe it. That settles it. Then fight that fight of faith. Because see, as you fight that fight of faith, that you believe is going to start to take on clothing. In other words, you're going to start to see stuff in the natural realm that's pointing toward what you believe in. Initially, you don't see it, but say it. Tell somebody, you don't see it, say it. Say it till you see it. Because after a while, it's going to take on a shape. It's going to take on a form. It's going to be in the form of a phone call. Be in the form of a letter, an email. Suddenly, something's going to open up. You can say, there it is. That's what I've been believing God for. And it may not be the whole picture. but it's the door. Then you're going to meet somebody on that other side that's going to direct you a little further. See, God could give you the land all at once, but then the beast of the field would increase upon you. Pride will get on you. You get beside yourself. So God gives it to you in phases. So that you know God is doing this. That's why I said, warn the rich that they not trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God that gives us all things richly to enjoy. God gives it to us in phases. What mean the beast of the field? See, God would have them go into lands and not just kill everybody at once, but in battles. Yes, yes. Because what would happen, the beasts of the field would increase. Yes. Scavengers. Buzzards, lions, they will be out there. He said, so I'm giving it to you in phases, lest the beast of the field increase upon you. And we can identify the beast of the field, like I said, as pride, self-reliance, haughtiness, thinking you the one.
It's back.
My cup done already began to run over. Now it's in my saucer. And now it's splashing all over the place. Because God is doing a work.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. Put it on your calendar.
It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, and it is on the inside of me.
If you were blessed at last year's conference, you know the move of God we experienced. And if you missed last year's women's conference, you can't afford to miss it this time.
I'm talking about glory, y'all. Glory.
Come see what God has in store for you this year. Save the date. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd. The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference is on its way. This is sure to be a move of God you don't want to miss.
I need somebody that will believe that.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In the rise of the remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.